Well, blessed Feast of Pentecost to you. Today we are celebrating what is really considered the birthday of the church, the day that the church was established. That when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles for the first time, that the church was established by all the believers being united as members of the body of Christ. That through the power of the Holy Spirit, we were united. And we see that that union as the body of Christ in the apostles going out and in a way reversing the Tower of Babel. Now, last night at the Pentecost Vigil, the first reading was of that Tower of Babel, where where humanity in its pride was going to build this great tower to heaven. In fact, they said, you know, let's do it and make a name for ourselves. You know, it's all about us. At that moment that they tried to build this tower, their languages were confused. They now were speaking in different tongues and they couldn't understand each other, and the tower was never completed. Well, with the Holy Spirit coming down upon the apostles, they went out into the streets and they started proclaiming the gospel. And all of a sudden, people from all these different countries and languages and nationalities could all understand them. Didn't matter what language they were speaking, everyone could understand what the apostles said. Everyone could understand the gospel. That is a prefiguring of the church today, where the church is throughout the world. There's no place in the world where there's human habitation where the church does not exist. And the church speaks all languages through her members. You know, even if we don't understand the language, we can go anywhere in the world where there's a Catholic Mass, and we know what's going on. Because although Mass might be celebrated in French or German or Swahili or Chinese or any other language, we know we are receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We know that this is the worship of God in those different languages. Well, not only does the church does the Holy Spirit bring us unity as members of the body of Christ, but it brings us into that body. When we received our baptism, and again at confirmation, we received the Holy Spirit. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came down upon us and made us members of the body of Christ. And it's through that Holy Spirit that we were adopted as the sons and daughters of God. That is why we call the Pentecost the birthday of the church, because the church was founded through the Holy Spirit, and the church continues to grow through the Holy Spirit. Well, because we have received the Holy Spirit, we need to seek the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit wishes to work within us, wishes to lead and guide us in following our Lord, wishes to lead and guide us in finding that unity in the church, that we may be unified with each other, we may be unified as a church throughout the world. Unfortunately, too often, we are closed off to that unity. We are closed off to the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And instead, we allow our human pride to take over. That instead of having the humility to be open to the Holy Spirit and receiving what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives through the church, we cut it off. We look at ourselves and our human pride to guide us. And so then we end up mistaking ourselves as the working of the Holy Spirit, that what we want, that what we desire, you know, we mistake our emotions as being an infallible guide to what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Now, emotions can help guide us. They're one of those things that can help guide us, but they're not the only thing. And we mustn't make the mistake to think that emotions are enough. That just, I get a good warm feeling when I do this, so it must be the Holy Spirit guiding me. And maybe it is. But not always. Sometimes we get that feeling because it's something that makes us feel good because it makes it about us. You know, we might mistake, you know, some teachings that we might hear that resonate with us in some way. You know, a false teacher, a priest or a religious or anybody who might come and say, oh, all that stuff, you know, we don't need to worry about that anymore. You know, now this is the new teaching and it resonates with us, and so we grasp onto these false teachings that lead us away from our Lord instead of to Him. anytime that we see division in our lives, that is a sign that the Holy Spirit is not working. When we look at a parish, when we look at the diocese, when we look at the church as a whole, anywhere where we see division are places in the church where there is people closed off to the Holy Spirit. That instead of seeking the unity of the Holy Spirit through the teachings of Christ, through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we make it about what we want and what we desire, and it causes fractures. It causes divisions. Human pride is taking over instead of the Holy Spirit. Again, this was the message of the Tower of Babel, that because of that human pride, they were fractured. It is through the Holy Spirit that we find unity. It is through following the lead of the Holy Spirit that we find unity in the church. And it is through the Holy Spirit that we receive the grace and peace and forgiveness, the mercy of God. Now we can see the Holy Spirit best working in the church when we look at what we call the magisterium, the teaching office of the church. And that is one of the key functions that the Holy Spirit gives us in the church as a whole, is to teach and guide us in how our Lord wants us to live and what will lead us to Him, what will draw us closer to Him. This magisterium is the Pope and the bishops united with Him, but not just our current Pope and our current bishops. The popes and the bishops leading back through 2,000 years back to our Lord. The purpose of the magisterium is to bring our Lord's teachings and to proclaim them to another generation, this generation, the next generation, the next generation. To be faithful to those teachings themselves, to teach and guide. And the sad part is we've forgotten the fact that these are not teachings that the Pope makes up. These are not teachings that our bishop makes up, but they are teachings that come from our Lord. And there has been much confusion in the last 40 or 50 years because of that. You know, I can't count the number of times where I've heard someone say, well, the church used to say this was a sin, but I was told it's not anymore. Or the church used to teach this, but now I was told that they're teaching something else. That's confusion. That's not from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not bring confusion. The Holy Spirit brings clarity. The Holy Spirit brings peace. And unfortunately, there have been false teachers within the church, including some who have taught from official capacities, bishops, priests, lay people working for the church, religious working for the church, so on, who have taught what they want to teach, not what Christ wants. And so we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon us as individuals, come down upon us as a parish, come down upon us as a church, and reinforce the teachings of Christ. Reinforce what Christ wants us to do and not what some person who thinks they're doing the right thing, but really they're doing their thing, you know, to ignore that. So may we truly desire the Holy Spirit. May we truly desire the unity and the peace and the mercy that comes through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our parish, in our diocese, in the church throughout the world. So that we may be led by those teachings of Christ that lead to Him. And so we pray, come, Holy Spirit.